Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara brings down a Mishnah in Eruvin, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Tanan Hosom, Koyin Sheloko Be'etzboi, Koyich Olel Gemi Be'miktosh, Havloi Ba'medina. And the Gemara continues on with two Lashenas in the Gemara, in the Hilchis Yitu Begodim, is the shiur of Gimel al Gimel, or Rabbi Yochanan is mechadish even bigger chiddush in the first lashon that shaloi b'mokim begodim? There's no aloch of yitu begodim. In the second lashon of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says that the shiur is Gimel al Gimel, even shaloi b'mokim begodim. There is a aloch of yitu begodim, and the shiur is Gimel al Gimel. This is like the din of Rav Omer of Chizda that is aloch of Gimel al Gimel. Rashi says that even though Rav's lashon is that b'mokim begodim afila nimo achas chuitzetzes, and shaloi b'mokim begodim gimel al gimel chuitzetzes, which will be mashma, this is a nidin, this is a shaila of hilchas chatzitze, just like b'mokim begodim, the shaila is hilchas chatzitze between the beged and the bosa of the kohen al besorei. So too, shaloi b'mokim begodim, the aloch of chuitzetzes is mashma, we're discussing a hilchas chatzitze. But says Rashi from the Gemara is Mavua that the Loshon of Chitzetzes is Lav Dafke, that Mechuvan idea of Rava is the Aloch of Yitu Begodim, and Chitzetzes is just Agav, the Aloch of Bemokim Begodim, so too uses the Loshon of Chatzitze, but really the Gemara is referring to the Aloch of Yitu Begodim, and in that, you have to have a Shiu Beged, Mashaykin in Lichas Chatzitze, there's no Shiu, and therefore even Nima Achas is Chitzetzes. This how Rashi explains the whole Gemara, that the shiur which is given in Al Gemara of Gimel Al Gimel, which is normally in the Chol HaTorah Kula, a shiur of a beged, this is aloch of Yitu Begodim, and therefore by Yitu Begodim, we need to have a shiur beged, and this is maskona, even a Birchlin holds like this, in the Kodin Talishan Abbasar. But be'emes, this is not a Dover Muskim, this pshat in the Gemara of Rashi, and we'll see that there's a Mefurish in Rishonim who learned the Gemara is a aloch in Hilchas Chatzitza, and not a aloch in Hilchas Yitu Begodim. The Rambam, in Hilchis Klei HaMikdosh, Perik Yud, Halacha Ches, he paskins the Halacha of the Gemara over here, like Rabbi Yochanan, in the second Lashon, that B'mokim Begodim, a Nimo Achas Chuitzetzes, B'shaloi B'mokim Begodim, only a Beged of Sholosh HaSholosh, is Chuitzetz Uposul, says the Rambam. This is the Rambam says, in Halacha Ches. Later on, in Halacha Tes, says the Rambam, that a Kohen, Sheloko be'etzboi, and he has to put something on his etzba, he should make sure that what he puts on is a pochis mi gimel al gimel, because otherwise it's going to be a problem, like we said. But says the Rambam, even if the Kohen has on his etzba a tziltzul, or even a beged, she'im bo sholosh al sholosh, if there's going to be a chatzitza between the beged and the boso and the klishoris, there's going to be a problem. Because the halacha is the chatzitza between yad hakoyin when they're from a pasuk of a lokach hakoyin, and the meila they call me any chatzitza at all, even if it's less than gimel al gimel, between the yad hakoyin and the klishoris. The meila says a Rambam that even though we said there's a halacha of gimel al gimel, but we have to make sure there's no chatzitza between the yad and the klishoris. The Ravid over there on his asogis on the Rambam in halacha tests, he asks on the Rambam, he says the Rambam is soisa himself. Because the Rambam says in Halacha Ches, which is the din of our Gemara, that in order to have a halacha of chatzitza, sheloi b'mokim begodim, there's a shiur of gimel al gimel. And less than gimel al gimel, is mevur in the Rambam, is not chitzitz. So how can the Rambam come along in Halacha Ches and say that sheloi b'mokim begodim, less than gimel al gimel, is chitzitz? We know the Rambam just a minute ago said that we need a shiur of gimel al gimel. This is the Ravid's kash on the Rambam, that l'chiria, the two dinim of the Rambam don't go together. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam, l'chiria, learned the Gemara like Rashi. Rashi explains that even though the Loshon of the Gemara of Gimel al Gimel discusses Chatzitza, is lav dafke, it doesn't mean Chatzitza, it means Halach of Yitu Begodim. And on that, says the Rambam, in order to have the Paslis of Yitu Begodim, we need to have the Shia of Gimel al Gimel. And this is what the Rambam paskins in Halach Ches, which is our Gemara of Rava and Rabbi Yochanan in the Lishna Basra. But Afal Pikein says the Rambam that in Hilchis Chatzitza, which is between the Yad and the Klishoris, in this halacha, the Rambam never said there's a Shia of Gimel al Gimel. And in this, even any Mashu is going to be Choytzit, like his Vemesh Shitas Rashi by us in the Sugya. And Amela, it's very Gishmak. There's no steer in the Rambam. The Rambam al Ches is discussing Yitub Begodim. And on that is a din of Gimel al Gimel. Even though the Rambam also uses the Lashon of Chatzitza, says the Kesef Mishnah, this is like the Lashon of the Gemara. And the Gemara says Rashi, doesn't mean Chatzitza, it means Yitub Begodim. Masha'in Kain, in Aloha Tess, is discussing Hilchas Chatzitza. Over there, the Aloha is Be'emes, that even a lesson Sholosh HaSholosh is Choytzit. So says the Kesef Mishnah, that it's Muchach in the Ravid, who asks the Stira in the Rambam, that the Ravid must have understood the Gemara, not like Rashi. And the Ravid understands the Gemara of Gimel al Gimel, which is Choytzit. Less than Gimel al Gimel is not Chatzitza at all, and we're discussing the halacha of Chatzitza, Shaloi Bemokim Begodim, between the Yad and the Klishoris. And on that there's a Shia of Gimel al Gimel. And less than Gimel al Gimel, the Ravid understood the Rambam is paskening in halacha Ches, there's no Chatzitza between the Yad and the Klishoris. And Mamela asks the Ravid that the Rambam is saying to himself, because in halacha Tess he says that even less than Gimel al Gimel, there's a Chatzitza between the Yad and the Klishoris. Now, Be'emes, the way the Ravid understands the Gemara, not like Rashi, you have to understand the whole pshat in the Gemara is very shver. Rabbi Kveige in the Gilin on the Rambam, so too in his Chidushim by us, he says that the reading of the Gemara is very shver according to the Ravid. What is the dimion of the Gemara's kasha between Yitub Begodim and Chatzitza if the Shia of Gimel al Gimel is Be'emes not discussing Hilchas Yitub Begodim, but is discussing Hilchas Chatzitza? And he blames Shmei on the Ravid that Lechiri is very difficult to understand the Pshatova, the Pshat in our Gemara, if you don't learn like Rashi. The Shah Melech on the Rambam, he says that even though it's Muchach like this in the Ravid, that he understood that Gimel al Gimel Chuitzetzes is discussing the Halacha of Chatzitza, and not like Rashi, the Halacha of Yitub Begodim. Says the Shah Melech, the Ravid only learns like this in the second Lashon of the Gemara. But in the first Lashon of the Gemara, where it's clear that the Nidin in the Gemara is Aloch of Yitub Begodim, like the Gemara says, Shalui Bemokim Begodim, there's Aloch of Rebbe Yochanan holds, there's no Aloch of Yitub Begodim, then it's Muchach to learn the Gemara like Rashi, that the Lashon of Rava is Lav Dafke. But the Ravid understood that the second Lashon of the Gemara learns the Aloch of Rava, Midini Chatzitza, and on that there's Aloch that only Gimel al Gimel is a Chuitzitz. And Mamela, the first Lashon, that's how he's Moida to Rashi. Only in the second Lashon of the Gemara, he learns the Sugya, like we said, that the Ravid learns the Sugya is a Sugya in Chatzitza. But Be'emes, the Kesef Mishnah, asks another question on the Ravid's Shitta. That the way the Ravid learns the Gemara, not like Rashi, that the Shaila is in Hilchas Chatzitza, where do we find such a shio of Gimel al Gimel should be a halacha in Hilchas Chatzitza, that there should be a shio of Gimel al Gimel, that if the Kohen has in his hand a beged of Gimel al Gimel, then it's called a Chatzitza between his hand and the Klishoris. Meheicha teisa, why should we say that the shio of Chatzitza between the hand and the Klishoris should be different than Hilchas Chatzitza between the beged and the bosor HaKohen al-Besori? Just like we find that B'mokim Begodim, the Gemara says that even Nimo Achas Chitzetzes, because this halacha of Chatzitza, which we have a halacha, has to touch the Boso HaKoyen, and even a Nimo is Chitzet. So too, the halacha of Chatzitza, between the hand and the Klishoris, should have the same Shia. Why should we say it should be totally on a Shia Beged of Gimel al Gimel? Says the Kesef Mishnah, that B'emes the Ritva, which the Kesef Mishnah brings down from Yikukus, B'shem the Ritva, he says that this is a chocher gemura, this is a definitely proof to Shitas Rashi that the Shia of Gimel al Gimel, which is discussed in our sugya, is not in the halachas of Chatzitza. Because the Shia of Gimel al Gimel doesn't apply to Chatzitza. It has to be discussing the sugya of Yitub Begodim, and on that it's very understandable that the Shia of a Gimel al Gimel, which is a Shia Beged, therefore it's totally on the Hilchas Yitub Begodim. But in Hilchas Chatzitza asks, the Ravid asks the Ritva on the Ravid and asks the Kesef Mishnah, how can we understand to be mechalik between the Hilchas Chatzitza, why in the hand of the Kohen should there be a Shia of Gimel al Gimel? The Achronim answer to explain the Shitta of the Ravid, we find this Teretz in the Goyin Yaakov, in his Pirush on Erevin, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, so too Rabbi Zalman in Evan Ozel over here on the Rambam. He explains that the Ravid holds that the Hilchas Chatzitza, which is between the hand of the Kohen and the klishoris is a different halacha than the chilchas chatzitza, which we find everywhere else in Shas. Everywhere else, we have a halacha of normal dini chatzitza, and on that is shiurim, and a nimo achas chitzetze, the Gemara says, and so too by mikveh, yobeir makpid, miyotu makpid, like we'll see later on in the sugya. Over here, the halacha of chatzitza, that the kohen has to hold the klishoris in his hand, and there shouldn't be any dovah achuitzit, between his hand and the klishoris, the makor to tell us such a halacha is from the posuk of velokach hakoyen, which the Gemara says later on in the perik. Velokach hakoyen, he has to take it ba'atzmoy shel koyen. The koyen himself has to take the klishoris ba'atzmoy shel koyen. This is the halacha that if there's a chitzitz in between the hand of the koyen and the klishoris, this missing in the lekicha ba'atzmoy shel koyen, because we look that the klishoris is being taken not by atzmi shel kohen, nor through the beged which is on the hand of the kohen. And therefore, a dovah achuitzitz is a poisel in the lekicha, in the Kabbalah's hadam, if the kohen has a dovah achuitzitz, because it's missing in the din of atzmi shel kohen. So says the Goyen Yankiv, if that is the pshat, that the din is velokach of atzmi shel kohen, memela the Ravid holds, that if it's only a little chatzitza in between the hand and the klishoris, this is not a problem of atzmi shel kohen. We still see the klishoris being taken atzmi shel kohen, even though there's not touching, and in other places where there's hakpoda that he should touch the hand, then avada chatzitza culture is also a problem if he's makpid akoponim. Over here, there's a new halacha that has to touch. The halacha is atzmi shel kohen. And kol oid, we can see that the kohen is taking the klishoris, this is not a problem of chatzitza. Only when he has a shiur beged, which is a shiur of gimel al gimel, over there, the Gemara says, is a problem of the chetzitza, because the lekicha is called alidei dovah achir. The lekicha of the kohen is holding the klishoris, is counted, is reckoned, that he's holding it through something else, not through his own hand. Memela, in this din of klishoris, holds the raiva, the zalocha of gimel al gimel, which is our Gemara lemaskona, the zalocha of gimel al gimel, dafka over here, by klishoris, even though it is a halacha of hilchis chatzitza and not a halacha of yitu begodim. Al kaponim we have learned a machlokes. A very yisodis thing machlokes in the whole sugi over here. Al kaponim in lishna basra. Rashi learns the Gemara which says the shiur of gimel al gimel is halacha and yitu begodim. The Ravid holds that this shiur is a shiur in hilchis chatzitza between the hand and the klishoris, and this has a different shiur than the shiur of chatzitza between the big day kohuna and the bosom of the kohen. But in the Rambam, we said from the Kesef Mishnah, that in order to answer the Ravid's kasha, that the Ravid asks, that the Rambam brings down the halacha of Gimel al Gimel, and later on he says, when he discusses the halacha of chatzitza between the hand and the kli, he says even less than Gimel al Gimel is chatzitz, says the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam learns like Rashi, and even though the Rambam uses the lashon of chatzitz, the Rambam also is just quoting the lashon of the Gemara, but the Emes, the Rambam holds that the Shia Gimel al Gimel is a Shia on Yitu Begodim. But asks the Keren Oyer, that L'chir, this is very shver to learn like this pshat in the Rambam. Because if you look in the Rambam inside, in Perik Yud, the Rambam at the beginning of Perik Yud, in Ichas Kli HaMikdosh, he discusses the halachas of Yitu Begodim. And over there, the Rambam doesn't bring down our Gemara at all. Only later on, the Rambam starts bringing down Hilchis Chatzitza, which is the sugya in our Gemara later. And on that, in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, after he has discussed the Hilchis Chatzitza, brings the Rambam this halacha of the Gemara that Gimel al Gimel is not a chitzitz. Says the Keren Oyer, to say that the Rambam over here means the halacha of Yitu Begodim, which he has discussed earlier in the Perek, is very shver. The reading of the Rambam is very clear, muchach, that the Rambam means chatzitza, not Hilchis Yitu Begodim, which is by Emes Mashwa, like the Ravid understood in the Rambam, that the halacha of Gimel al Gimel is Hilchis Chatzitza. And the Mele is shver, the Ravid's kasha, that if the Rambam holds that the Shia Chatzitza is Gimel al Gimel, how can the Rambam say later on, the Shia is even less than Gimel al Gimel? But Al Kaponim the Keren Oyer says, it's very shver to learn the Rambam, like the Pshat of the Kesef Mishnah, and other Nusa Kelim also learn like the Kesef Mishnah, and it's shver l'chir from the Lashina, from the Mashmos of the Rambam, is mashma like the Ravid understood the Rambam, that the Halacha is mitzad Hilchis Chatzitza. But Emes Biskirov over here brings another Hichocha, that the Rambam could not mean Hilchis Yitu Begodim like the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat. Because we discussed earlier in Daf Yud Ches, that the Rambam, when he brings down the Halacha of Yitu Begodim, is mavur that he paskins like the Mandorma and Yishalmi, that the whole halacha of Yitu Begodim is only in a case where the beged which he added on is one of the begodim of Bigdei Kohuna. It's a beged kodesh. But if the beged is a beged choil, in that case the Rambam holds there's no halacha of Yitu Begodim. The Rambam says the halacha of Yitu Begodim is by two avnetim, by two begodim. But if the stammer beged choil, the Rambam holds there's no halacha of Yitu Begodim. Memele in our Gemara, which is discussing a tzilzul cotton or a gemi or other begodim which he puts on because he is loko beetzboi, over here we're not talking about beged kuna bichlal. Memele is shittas a Rambam lehalocha, that the Rambam paskins as halocha of Yitu Begodim is only by beged kodesh, like this man the Oman Yerushalmi, then the Gemara over here, Bal Kolchoch, cannot be discussing the halocha of Yitu Begodim. Even though Lechayah, the Lashon of the Gemara by us, in the first Lashon, is Mefurish, who is discussing the Halacha of Yitu Begodim, Baal Koponim, the Lishon of Basra, and this is how the Rambam paskins, Baal Kochach cannot be discussing the Halacha of Yitu Begodim, since the Rambam paskins, this din is only by Beged Kodesh. And over here, if the Rambam says that Tziltzul Koton is also a problem, Baal Kochach is discussing Hilchus Chatzitza, and not the Hilchus of Yitu Begodim. And the Be'emes Biskirov says, he points out, that the Kesef Mishnah and the other Noisa Kelim over here on the Rambam who say that the Rambam learns the Gemara like Rashi will be Muchach, not like we took on the whole time in Shittas the Rambam, and they take on that the Rambam, even though he brings down the case of Yitu Begodim by Beged Kodesh, Afal Pikein the Rambam's Halach is even by Beged Choyl, because here we're discussing a Beged Choyl, is Muchach, that the Kesef Mishnah, and so to the Rikokos, and the Radvaz in one side, they understand the Rambam, that's Lav Dafke, two Avnetim, or two Ksoines. Who Adin, Tziltzul Cotton is also a problem of Yitu Begodim. But if we're going to take on, like Reb Chaim took on, the Netziv, and others in the Rambam, that the Rambam's Mashmos Loshen is like this man, the Oman Yishalmi, then Bal Kolchoch is Muchach, that the Rambam over here means the Halach of Chatzitza, and Memele is back Shveh, the Rambam is Kasha, that the Rambam in Halach of Ches, Paskins, the Shi of Gimel al Gimel is not a Chaitzitz, if it's less than Gimel al Gimel, and in Halach of Tes, he says it is a Chaitzitz, the Rambam says himself, Mineu Bei. The Radvaz, in Tshuva, in Chilek Heisim, in Tzadik Tes, he also is Mitzadet, he also says that it could be that the Rambam does not learn like Rashi, and he's discussing Hilchus Chatzitza, says the Radvaz, maybe we can say that in Halacha Ches, where the Rambam says, in order to have a problem of Chatzitza, we need a Shia of Gimel al Gimel, that is only a Chatzitza which is possible even by the Eved. The Rambam's Lashon is, Hareza Chutzitz Upoisil. In order to have the Paslis, to have the Darga, that the Chatzitza is also a Poisil, for that we need a Shia Beged of Gimel al Gimel. But the Din Lechatchila is the what the Rambam is discussing Halacha Tes, and on that the Rambam says that even a Chatzitza Kolshu is also a problem if it's a Chatzitza Lechatchila. But he asks over there, why should the Be'emes be such a difference between the Chatchila and B'di'eved, and where did the Rambam get such a Mekoy from if the Rambam's holding an Hilchus Chatzitza? Now come on, this is a Mahalach of the Radvaz to learn the Rambam Mitzad Hilchus Chatzitza, and there's a difference between the Chatchila and B'di'eved. The Biskirov, in the stencil, so too is printed in the back of the Frenker Rambam in Sefer Likutim, B'Shem Agriz. He says that L'chayra, one can learn the Rambam in a different Mahalach, even though the Rambam is discussing Hilchus Chatzitza. Because like we in Mechiyach, the Rambam holds, Pashtos of the Rambam is that Yitu Begodim is only by Beged Kodesh. Memele over here, we have to be discussing Hilchus Chatzitza. But says the Biskirov, that we can learn Pshat in the Rambam in Halacha Ches, where the Rambam says there's a Shia of Gimel al Gimel, is not discussing the Hilchus Chatzitza between the hand and the Klishoris. On that, the Rambam says in Halacha Tes, that the Shia is even a Mashu, even a Beged less than Gimel al Gimel is also a Chatzitz. The Chatzitza, which the Rambam is discussing in Halacha Ches, and on that the Rambam says there's a Halacha of Gimel al Gimel, says the Biskirov, this can also be a Halacha of Chatzitza between the Begodim and the Bota of the Kohen. Because Be'emes, if someone understands the Levisha of the Begodim of the Bigdei Kohuna, which is a Halacha, that has to be Al-Besoroi, there could be a case where there's a Chatzitza in between the Beged and the Bosa HaKoyen, and over there, if the Gemara says, even Nimo Achas is a Chitzitz, and over there the Pshat is, because if there's a Chatzitza, the Beged is not called Al-Besoroi,
And Mamela, the beged is a choitzer, there's a choitzer over there, and Mamela is a passless because there's a chatzitzer between the person himself and the beged. But the emes, the beged which is on the hand of the kohen, is a levisha on the whole hand. Even on the chelek, shaloi b'mokim begodim, he also is called lovush. The maisa levisha on the hand is in the whole hand, it's not just on the mokim where the beged reaches to. The levisha of the hand, the Torah says, you should wear a beged up till the elbow, up till the wrist. But even in a case where the even in the place of the hand, shaloi b'mokim begodim, even over there also there's a levisha of the big day kahuna. The big day kahuna is everywhere. Mamela says the Biskarov, there's a halacha of a lovash al besoroi, tells us there should be no other levisha besides this levisha. And if anywhere on the bosor, even shaloi b'mokim begodim, there's another levisha of a shiul beged of gimel al gimel, then there's a chisoron of al besoroi of this beged, even if shaloi b'mokim begodim, there's a different levisha. Since there's a halacha that the ksoines has to be al bosor of the kohen, says in the pasuk yilbash al besoroi that this should be the levisha on the hand. And if there's a different levisha on the hand, then this is a chisoron of al besoroi of the ksoines. So even though b'mokim begodim, there's a real problem of chatzitza, and nimo achas is chitzetzes, but there could also be a chatzitza, shaloi b'mokim begodim, mitzad aloch of yilbash al besoroi, that there should be no other levisha on the person besides the ksoines. And if there's a levisha on etzvoi, even though the ksoines doesn't reach to the etzvoi, but the levisha of the ksoines is aloch, it should be only the ksoines al besoroi. And now there's a different levisha al besoroi, which is by the etzva, if it's a shiel gimel al gimel. And on this, the Rambam is discussing in aloch ches, that if there's another beged, this is a choitzitz for the haloch of yilbash al besoroi, shaloi b'mokim begodim. Which is very gishmak in the lashon of the Gemara, that there's a difference in hilchis chatzitza between b'mokim begodim and shaloi b'mokim begodim. And b'emes, it's all one hilchis chatzitza. There's a halacha of yilbash al besoroi. When there's a chatzitza under the beged itself, then there's a halacha of even nimo achas chitzetzes. But even shaloi b'mokim begodim, there could be a chatzitza in this din of yilbash al besoroi. Because yilbash al besoroi tells us there should be no other levisha besides this levisha of the ksoines. And the ksoines' levisha is also on the whole hand. And if there's any other levisha, there's a problem of yilbash al besoroi for the ksoines. And on that, there's a locha of a shiur gimel al gimel, because this is a shiur beged, and memela, this is ma'akiv in the din of yilbash al besoroi. Memela, this is the Rambam is discussing in a locha ches. Later on in a locha tes, where the Rambam is discussing the din of chatzitza between the hand and the klishoris, on that, the Rambam says even a mashu is a chitzitz. And he doesn't hold the svara, like we said earlier from the Goyin Yankiv, who explained according to the Ravid, that is a shiur gimel al gimel. The Rambam holds that Hilchus Chatzitza to Klishoris, even a Mashu is a Chitzitz. But the Aloch Ches, which the Rambam says, he's behemoth not discussing the Aloch of Yitu Begodim, but he's discussing the Aloch of Chatzitza of Yilbash Al Besoroi, which is any other levishus beged, anywhere on the levush, on the bosa of the person, even Shaloi B'mokim Begodim, is also a Chitzitz for the Din Al Besoroi of the Ksoinet, which is Mechayev, that this should be the only levisha. And Mamela, these are the halachas of the Rambam in halacha ches, in halacha tes. Mamela, it comes out, la halacha, that even though we said the whole time that the Rambam shita is by Yitu Begodim, there's only a halacha of Yitu Begodim by Beged Kodesh, but by Beged Choyl, there's no halacha of Yitu Begodim. But Afal Pikein, there's still a halacha that if he has a different Beged on anywhere on his boso, then it's a problem, it's hadilchas chatzitza of the din of Big Day Kohono should be yilbash al besoroi. Even though there's no din of Yitu Begodim, there will be a problem of Yilbash al besoroi, will be chitzitz if it's a shiur beged, even if this beged is a beged choil. Memela, the Gemara before, in Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara brings down the Braisa, who says bad. A few droshes we learn out from the words, midoy vad. And the Gemara says, one of the droshes is bad, shelo yilbash beged choil. Now normally we would understand this halach of Yitu Begodim. And Pashtus, this is like the Mandoma who holds that there's a din of Yitu Begodim, even by Beged Choyl, which is not the Pashtus of the Rambam. But according to the Biskarov, who explains now in the Gemara, that even the Rambam agrees that when you have a Beged Choyl on the hand, there's a new problem of Yilbash al Besoroi from the other Big Day Kohuna, even Shaloi B'mokim Begodim, then this could be by Emes the Drosha, Shaloi Yilbash Beged Choyl, even though there's no din of YouTube begodim, but al kaponim is a halacha of yilbash al besori of the big day kohuna, which is mechayev. There should be no other levisha, even of a beged choil, because this chaper, this shtez, the levisha, and this is called the chatzitza between yilbash al besori, even shelui b'makim begodim. So this is the mahalach of Biskirov explains the shittas Rambam. So we said that Rashi learns the Gemara over here is a shmuz of YouTube begodim. The Ravid learns the Shaila is Hilchis Chatzitza between the hand and the Klishoris. And the Rambam learns our Sugya is a new Alocha mitzad Hilchis Chatzitza of Yilbash al Besori Shaloi Bamokim Begodim. This is Mahalach of the Biskirov in the Sugya to Rimaz Bishitas Rambam.
Moving further on in the Gemara brings down a few Shailas of Rova, Boy Rova. Nichnes al Yurach Bebigdo Imau. If a Yurach goes in between the Beged and the Bossa of the Koye Imau, Al besori beinon v'holeke, because there's a ruach in between. Oy dilma derech levisha bekach. There's a derech. This is the derech levisha. I'm a mele. It's not a chisorin. Now, normally one has to understand what should be the tzad that a ruach, which is aim by mamish, there's only air in between. Why should this consist of the problem of chatzitza? Lechiri and hilchas chatzitza. We always know has to akaponim have a dovah sheish by mamish. But a ruach ba'alma, which is only air in between, why should this be a problem of Hilchas Chatzitza? And the second tzad of Rova is only that maybe the reason why it's not a problem is because derech levisha bekach. Why is the Gemara take on b'pshitas that a ruach should be a problem in Big Day Kohuna? The Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Avidas Yom HaKippurim, Perik Beis Halacha Beis, brings down a very interesting shaila. He declares that the Mishnah is in Yuma in Hilchas Tvilas Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol, like we see later on in the Gemara, has to have a Soi Kedusha in Chomish Tvilos. The Gemara and the Mishnayis always say when the Kohen Gadol is Tovel in the Mikvah on Yom Kippur, the Lashon of the Mishnayis is that the Kohen Gadol is Tovel, V'Ola Umistapig. He dries himself off, and then he puts on his Big Day Kohuna, either the Big Day Zov or the Big Day Lavon. Asks the Mishnah Melech, this Lashon which the Mishnah says, that the Kohen Gadol has to be Mistapig, he has to dry himself off. Is this a din, b'emes a halacha, that he has to make sure he's dry before he puts on his begodim? Or maybe this is only a ucha de milsa, but b'emes he can wear, even before he dries himself, he's allowed to wear his big day kohuna. Says the Mishnah Melech that it could be b'emes, the Rambam also brings down the lashon on his tapig. It could be that there's a halacha that he has to do so, he has to dry himself off before he wears his big day kohuna. Because the Gemara over here has a tzad, rova, which is b'ayah de lo ifshita, the Rambam paskes del chumra. That even a ruach between beged al besori is also a problem of hilchas chatzitza. So says the Mishnah Melech, if a ruach is a problem of chatzitza, kol shekei mayim, any wetness from the mikveh he's going to have on his guf, if he doesn't dry himself off, will be a problem of hilchas chatzitza al besori. And therefore, there's b'emes a halocha that he has to dry himself off first in order to go and make sure there's no chatzitza because of our Gemara. But they ask, on the Mishnah Melech, the Bukhi Yosef asks, in Erechaim, Simchav Zayin, and others, that Lechiria, the Gemara says later on in Daf Lamed Heom and Aleph, in Hilchis Chatzitza, we know that Halacha is, that only a Dovah Yovish is Chutzitz. A Dovah Lach, something wet, ain't a Chutzitz, the Gemara discusses later on, between the Ragli Koyanim and the Ritzpah. There's a Halacha that the Koyanim have to stand on the Ritzpah, and on that, it says the Gemara, there's a lot of times there's dam, there's blood in the Azorah, Hulchim ad al kriviseim badam, says the Gemara, it's not a problem because lach ain't a chutzit. Mamela, they ask on the Mishnah Melech, how can the Mishnah Melech say that if the Kohen Gadol doesn't dry himself off before he wears his big day kohuna, he has a problem of chatzitza? Lechiria, it's a dovo lach, and dovo lach is ain't a chutzit. But Be'emes, the Mishnah Melech said that this is a kolshkin from Ruach. We see in Al Gemara that said that Ruach should be a chatzitza. So if we say that Ruach is a chutzit, Lechiria mayim, even though it's a dovo lach, should also be a chutzitz. Mamela, the Bekei Yosef asks, Lechir, you have to understand our whole Gemara and also the Mishnah Melech, the Halacha of Mayim. Says the Bekei Yosef, that it's mavu in our Gemara, a big yisoid, that the Hilchis Chatzitza, which is Halachas, in Hilchis Chatzitza by Big Day Kohuna, is be'emes not like different places where we find Dini Chatzitza, the Moshel between the Ragli Koyanim and Ritzpas Hoazor. Normally the din chatzitza is, there's halacha of amido ba'azorah, there's halacha of amido ala yitzpah, there's halacha that you have to go into a mikveh with ani chatzitza, so bias mayim, and if you have a dova achutzitz, this shtez, this is a mafriya to the din of amido ala yitzpah and to bias mayim. Over here, says the Bukhi Yosef, it's much more than that.
It's not just a din chatzitza that the Kohen Gadol has to wear his clothes without anything chaitzis between him and Bussori. Since it says in the Pasuk, Yilbash al Bussori, then be'emes there's a positive halacha that every chilek of the beged has to be touching Bussori. There's a halacha of Yilbash al Bussori that he needs the beged al Bussori mamish. Memeila, there's not just a halacha that if there's something in a way, it's called ke'ilu, he's not wearing the beged. There's a positive halacha that he needs to have al-Bussori. Memeila, even if everywhere else we can say that dovolach in chutzitz, and memeila, we ignore it, and it doesn't shteh, it doesn't make a problem, and we look at the foot of the kohen, ke'ilu is standing on the azor. Over here, there's a halacha al-Bussori that we need a positive Yilbash, a positive levisha of the beged onto the hand of the kohen, and if it's ending in a way, this is a problem of al besori, even if it's a double lach. Because even if hilchas chatzitza, we can ignore it, but at the end of the day, positively, we definitely do not have a levisha on this place, since it's something in a way, even if it's a double lach. Memela says a Bekei Yosef, so too this is a svar of the Gemara of Rava, why ruach, even if you have avir in between the beged and the kohen gadol and the bosa of the kohen, this should be a problem. Since the aloch of here is not normal dini chatzitza, the aloch is al besori. We need to make sure that it's positively al besori leaning and being lovush al besori, and anything in between, even if milchus chatzitzas, we can ignore it. And Mamela in Baalma, we could say that he's cold, he went to mikveh, but over here there's a din al-Bussori that we need, that he should touch the boso, and at the end of the day, it's not touching the boso, and this is a chisorin, if not for the second side of the Gemara, that derech levisha bekach. Similarly, we find this isoid also to answer another question which the Achrinim ask on our Gemara. The Gemara later on asks another shayla, what happens if he's hichnis yodoy in between the beged and his boso? If the beged, if this hichnis yodoy should be a problem of hilchas chatzitze. Now we know normally the halacha is, min beminoy is ein chaitzitz. So l'chuyo yodoy, the hand of the kohen, l'chuyo is the same min as the boso ha-kohen. Why should this be a hilchas chatzitze? L'chuyo, the normal dini chatzitze all over shas, l'chuyo min beminoy with halacha is ein chaitzitz. Says the Sefer Tehillel of David, in Orichaim Simchov Zayin, that over here seems to be the Gemara holds that here it's worse, since it says in the Pasuk, Al Bussori. Now this is very well explained according to what we said from the Birkei Yosef, that since there's Aloch of Al Bussori, which means there's a positive Aloch that has to rest Al Bussori, has to be a Levish Al Bussori, it's not enough to be a Chatzitza. Memeila, even though min b'mina ein chaitzitz, in hilchas chatzitza, it's not called the dova chaitzitz, but at the end of the day, a positive al besori, you don't have. Memeila, the Gemara clears a shayla, yichnes yodah should also be a problem. And b'emes the Bekei Yosef himself, later on in Shiuri Brocha, Simen Ayin Dalet, he says that therefore this is pshat, according to what he explained, this is why hichnes yodah is a problem, because min b'mina ein chaitzitz. So too in Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, in a few places, Yerideh Simen Reish Samachvav, Reish Tzadik Gimel, a few other tshuvas, he's very marich, the Al Gemara is a new aloch of Al Bussori, and he says, we find this Yisoid, a few other places, in Bechuris, Daftesamad Aleph, we find the Ramban says, Legabed Aloch of Petarechem, that if, even though there's gonna be a leder, and there's something in between, which is a min b'minoi, which normally min b'minoi ain't a chaitzitz, there's still a problem to go and say that this child is called a Bechur, even if it'll be a ain't a chaitzitz in between. Because even though normally Einu Chaitzitz is not called a Chatzitza, but over here there's a positive din that he has to touch the sides of the Rechem in order to become Kaddish, B'kdushas B'chayir. And Min B'mina Einu Chaitzitz will never give you a Negiyah. Will never give you that Darga that he's touching the sides of the Rechem. And Memela, in any case where we need a positive Negiyah, L'moshe B'Peter Rechem, or over here, Al Bussori, then Min B'mina Einu Chaitzitz does not apply, and so too there's no klal of Lach Einu Chaitzitz. Later on in Tosfos Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph is also that Achrinim discuss this Yisoid over there, that any time when there's a positive halacha, then there's no din of min b'min ein chaitzitz. But in Tshuvas Amudei Ori in Siman Lamed Zayin, he points out that Lechirah from Tosfos later on in Daf Chof Dalad Amud Aleph is mashma nola this Yisoid of the Achrinim, because Tosfos over there puts together the two din chatzitza. He said the din chatzitza, which is found in our Gemara by Big Day Kohuna, is the same as a hilchas chatzitza by koyanim standing on the ritzpas or azor. According to what we explained just now, there's no dimyan, there's no similarity between the two halachas. One of them is Aloch of Hilchos Chatzitza, but over here there's the positive din of Al Besori, which is Mechayiv much more, and Ein Chitzitz is not enough, because we need an Egia, and therefore even Avi the Gemara declares should be a problem, and even Chris Yoda says that Moderi Lechiv and Tosvis is Lechiv and Mashma, this is not the Yisoit. And it's Mashma, it's all one big din. Now, in this sugi of the Gemara, there's another kasha of the Achrinim. The Achrinim ask a very sadistic shayla here on the Gemara. We quoted the Gemara above. The Gemara says that b'mokim begodim, even a nimo achas is also a chitzitz. Any mashu is going to be a chatzitz. Asks the Keren Oyer, the Sfasemes, the Netziv, Yomei Simchen Oysameach, in Hilchas Yisuri Bir, Perek Dalet Alochaches, they all ask. The Alochaya, everyone knows, the Alochas of Chatzitz, in Hilchas Mikvois, by Tvila, the Alocha is, that in Minatoya, only a ruboy umakpid is a chitzitz. If it's only miyuta, if it's only a bit of the goof, then minatoya it's not chatzitza. Only midrabanan is called a chatzitza. And so too, even if it's ruboy based enei makpid, it's also not called a chatzitza. Only if you have a ruboy, it's roiv of the goof, and you're a makpid, then there's a problem of chatzitza minatoya. Mamela ask all these achronim that lechayr al gemara is discussing dini toyer over here. So why should we say that if you have one nimo, one string, in between the beged and the bosa of the kohen, there should be a problem of chatzitza. Lechayra, the halacha is always, you need a ruboy or makpid. And here it's only miyuto, it's only a miyuto of the goof. Why is nimo achas chitzetes different over here than all other places in Shas, where it's discussing hilchas chatzitza? We find a chiddush in a chasam sefer, in the end of Sukkah, chiddush a chasam sefer in the sugya tzitzil, the ramaschal kohen, he says over there, chiddush, that be'emes v'na'ala halacha also, it's only a psul midrabonon. Since it's only a mute, since he's makpid, the mute to makpid is chitzitz midrabanon, and our whole gemara is only discussing chitzitz midrabanon. It's a big chiddush to say that there should be a psul, and we'll have to bring a new korban, and midrabanon, all midrabanon, because yesh keach biyad chachomim, lakidov minatir. This is the mahalach of the chasam sefer, that our gemara b'emes is the same as everywhere else, and it's only a din derabanon. The netziv writes that it could be the whole din of Ruboy or Makpid is all learned out from Aloch HaMishim Sinai's, and therefore the Aloch HaMishim Sinai maybe was only said in Hilchas Mikvois by Chatzitzes, in Hilchas Tvila, but maybe everywhere else there's taken no Aloch of Ruboy or Makpid. And therefore later on also we find that Aflamed Hey discussing the Kohenim walking on the Azorah, even though the Chatzitzes is only on a mute, it's also a problem because the din of Ruboy or Makpid, this din is only by Hilchas Tvila, and everywhere else the aloch is any mashu is also a chitzitz. The achrinim, although they discuss this point very much, what is the aloch of hilchas chatzitza and everywhere else in Shas? Do we say that it's only a din in hilchas mikvois, like the Netziv says, or do we say it's aloch on everywhere else, the Goyin Yaakov and Erev in Kuf Gimel Amud Beis? He also says that you see from our Gemara by Big Day Kahuna that this halacha of Ruboy Makbid is only halacha said halacha Mishum Sinai in Hilchas Mikvois in Hilchas Tvila. The stipler in Tyrus is Simon Nunches of Cotton Base. He also has a big arichus and he brings many Marim Mekoymers in this shaila. Is it halacha dafke in Hilchas Mikvois or is it anywhere else? There's a halacha also of a Ruboy Makbid, and Lechir Al Gemara is one of the riyas that Lechir the din is only by mikvois and not anywhere else in other dini chatzitza in Shas. But the Isomeach, which we mentioned in Isuribia, Peik Dalet Aloch Ches, he says that Lechir the Shaila is a machlikus Yishonim at the beginning of Sukkah, and the Loshen of Rabbi Nuchananul in Sukkah Davov is mashma that the din of Ruboy Makpid is a din in Hilchas chatzitza everywhere, and not just in the case of a mikveh in Hilchas chatzitza by Tvila. And therefore, says the Yisomeach, according to the Rabbi Chananel al Kaponim, L'chir Yitzhver al Gemara, how do we answer, why by Big Day Kahuna do we say, it's any different, why Big Day Kahuna, even a Nima Achas, is Chitzetzes? Says the Yisomeach, that since the din of Yilbash al Besoria is said, by all the Big Day Kahuna, one of the Big Day Kahuna is the Michnosayim, and the Michnosayim don't take up Ruiv, the Boso of the person, it's only on a Miut, Haguf. Ruiv of the Guf, is not lovush with the Michnosayim. And even on the Michnosayim himself, there's also a locha of Yilbash al Besori. Memele says the Yisomeach that it's muchach from the fact that the Torah by Big Day Kahuna said by the Michnosayim, which is only a mute haguf, that there's a locha of Chatzitza, of Yilbash al Besori. Memele, from here we see that the Torah is makpid by Big Day Kahuna, even on a mute. Because if not, why should there be a din of Yilba Shabasori by the Michnosayim, which is only a miut on the goof? Mamila, from here we learn out that there exists a kosuv of the chatzitza of Big Day Kohuna, that even a miut is a chitzitz because muchach so from the Michnosayim. Ben Shuri agreed, he brings down that Rameh Simcha once met with Chaim Briske, and he told him this teretz to answer why we hear Nimoachas is chitzetes. And Reb Chaim told him that l'chayre, the teretz is a shve, because if Be'emes is a locha of a roiv, even by Big Day Kohuna also, the shia is going to be a shia in each beged. The shia is not going to be on the whole goof of the person. We're going to dan every single beged by itself, a roiv of this levisha, the levisha's hamichnosayim, has to be malbish, this chilek, lechasis b'sar over. And so too, every beged, we're going to dan mitzad each beged by itself. And the roiv and the miut of the chatzitza is going to be lefi, the shia of the beged, and not lefi, the shia of the whole person. Therefore, in Michnosayim also, it would make sense to have a case of chatzitza, of a roiv and a miut, in the case of the Michnosayim, in the case where roiv of the mokrim of the Michnosayim is a chatzitza. Mamela, you're going to rely from Michnosayim that even a miut, because even though it's a miut of the goof, but we shouldn't say that we should look at the miut and the roiv of the goof. We should look at the move and the miut of every beged. And in Noi Sameach, when he writes this teretz, he adds on that l'chir is svara, and he says that he holds not like this, and he says he holds that you have to damn the levisha of the whole goof, since all the begodim themselves are malbish the goof of the kohen, memela the shia of the riv and the miut is going to be kefi the shia of the goof of our Adam, and not in every beged. It's machlekes in this point, between Reb Chaim and Reb Simcha, if how do we look at the riv and the miut of the Big Day Kohuna? Do we look at the whole person, or do we look at every beged by itself? Al Kapod Reb Simcha held that you look at the whole person, and Mameli has arrived from Michnosayim, that is exists a kosuv, that even a miut is also a chatzitza in Hilchos Big Day Kohuna. But Be'emes, which is a shaychus to what we said before, earlier, from the Birkei Yosef, that Be'emes in our sugya and Avnei Nezer, they say, that in our sugya could be discussing a different halacha. There's a halacha of Yilbash al Besori, and it's not a normal halacha of Hilchos Chatzitza. So we find in Tshuva in Igros Moshe that Moshe says in Yerideya Chilek Beisim and Peivov that with this we can answer also this kasha which all these achrinim ask. They ask why over here Nimo Achas Chitzetze Selchir Yotzeni Amiut. Says Moshe that you're right, if we'll be daning Hilchos Chatzitza, which is normal halachas. In Hilchos Chatzitza of a Tvila and a Mikveh. Over there, there's a Loch L'Mishum Messina in Hilchos Chatzitza of Rubo Yom Akfid, and the Miut is only Mid Abonon, because in Hilchos Chatzitza, it's not called a Chitzitz. But since we said over here, there's a Loch in Big Day Kohuna, that is a Din Yilbash Al Besorei, there's a positive Din that we need to have the Levisha Al Besorei Mamish, and even if something is not a Chitzitz, like Mimaminoi, or like Dovolach, this is not enough, because we need Yilbash Al Besorei. Memeila hu adin, if you have a miut, enechanami is a locha mishim sinai, that a miut is einu chaitzitz, but this is not enough, because it's not enough just to have a einu chaitzitz. We have to have a positive levisha or bossa of the kohen, and in that even a miut is a problem. Memeila, this is pshat in our Gemara that nimo achas is chaitzitz, since this halacha of Big Day Kohuna is not just a normal halacha of Hilchos Chatzitza b'chol ha'teriyah kulo, but like we explained above from the Birkei Yosef of Avnei Nezer, and this is what Moshe says also in Tshuva Yodeya Chilek Beisim and Peivov to answer these achrinim's kasha, why over here we find that Nimo Achas is Chitzetes. Moving further on to the end of the Amud, the Gemara discusses Chatzitza and wearing tefillin, the kohenim should wear tefillin. But Emes, our Gemara is a makoye, and this is the place where the Rishonim discuss a big shaila in Hilchos Chatzitza by tefillin itself. Is there a halacha that tefillin al yad or tefillin shal rosh have to be al besorei and bein einecho al yodcho without any chatzitza? Or there's a halacha that could be chatzitzas by tefillin also? This is a big machlekes between the Rashba and the Rosh. And the Rosh in Hilchos Ketanes, Simen Yud Ches at the end, so too in Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Gimel Lois Dalet, he says it's muchach in our sugi in Zvochim Daf Yutes that in tefillin is a loch of chatzitza, because the Gemara discusses that there have to be a little place sa yesh to go and place the tefillin in between the tzitz and the mitznefes, like the Gemara says at the end of the Omer sa yoyinire bin tzitz le mitznefes sheshomo yimeiniach tefillin. Now if someone's going to say that there's no aloch of chatzitza by tefillin, and you could put the tefillin even in the case where you have a chatzitza, Then what is the chlal the whole sugya talking about? What is the bayah? What is the problem of here? L'chaya, the person should be able to be put the tefillin on top of the mitznefes. Memeila says Rosh, it's mucha from here that there's aloch of chatzitza in tefillin because the bini necho means that it should be al yoisho imamish and you're not allowed to have any chatzitza. And therefore someone who has bandages, ritio, al makosoi, he can't be mekayim his mitzvah tefillin since he has a chatzitza. But the Rashba in Megillah, in Chidushim, Chalf Dala Domet Beis, so to a few places in his Chuvas, in Chuvas Rashba Chile Gimel, Simen Reish Pei Beis, so to in Chile Kei, Simen Yud Beis, he says that L'chaya there's Muchach in the Gemara in Megillah, that there's no Hilchas Chatzitza in Tefillin. Because the Gemara over there is discussing the Derech HaTzidukim. The Tzidukim used to place that Tefillin Shel Yad al Beis Unkeli, on top of the sleeve. And the Gemara says someone who does so, how is the Derech Tzidukim? Explains the Gemara, Rashi explains over there, that the reason why we are not allowed to put the tefillin on top of the ksoines, on top of the sleeve, is because there's a locha of l'chol ois, v'hoyo l'chol ois al yodcho. We learn out from here, l'chol ois, v'loy l'acheim lois. It has to be only for you, and it shouldn't be visible for everyone else. And if you're going to put it on top of the sleeve, everyone else is going to be seeing it. Only the tefillin shel roish is a din of yorum imeka. But on the tefillin shel yad is a din of l'chol ois. Memela, that's why you have to put the tefillin underneath the sleeve. Memela says the Rashba, you see from over here, the Gemara didn't come and say there's a problem of Yom Chatzitza. Seems to be there's no din of Chatzitza by tefillin. And Memela, tefillin shel yad has to be l'chol ois, has to be under the beged, because if otherwise the problem of l'achim lois, mashake tefillin shel roish, there's no problem in the chatchila, you can put the tefillin shel roish on the head, even in the case where he has a chatzitza, like he has bandages on his head, he's allowed to be mekayim tefillin shel roish with, even in the case where he has a chatzitza. And so too, the Ran over there is very Marich Megillah, brought down in a Beis Yosef, Erech Chaim Simchov Zayin. Now the Rashba in Tshuva himself asks this kasha from our Gemara, like the Rosh asked, if there's no din chatzitza, so what was the problem in the Koyanim? Why couldn't he put the tefillin on top of the mitznefes? Says the Rashba, because it's a bizoyin, and you're not allowed to put anything on top of a beged mitzvah. Since the mitznefes is a beged mitzvah, there's not allowed to be placed anything on top of it, and therefore the Kohenim had to put the tefillin only in between, in the case of Mokrim Aseah, between the tzitz and the mitznefes. In another place, in the other tshuva, in Chilekesim Yud Beis, he says over there a different svara. He says that the only reason why chatzitza normally is not ma'akiv is only because this chatzitza is not a levisha shel mitzvah. Someone has bandages on his head, there's no din, he has to have these bandages there. And therefore, if he puts the beged on, puts the tefillin on top, it's still called al yoshoi, and you ignore the bandages which is there. Mashinkin, in a case where there's a mitzvah to go and put the mitznefes, he has a big day kahuna, levisha's mitzvah, you can't ignore the levisha, and in this case, we will not be able to call the tefillin lying on his head, we'll say that the tefillin is lying on the mitznefes, and not lying al yoshoi, and therefore in our Gemara there's a problem, since there's a levisha, and memela, there's a chatzitza, even in tefillin also. But normally, in a case where you have a levisha of the head yet, then there's no problem with chatzitza, this is the shita of the Rashba. La'aloch in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is Simchav Zayin, or Erichayim, Sif Dalet, he's machmi, lechatchil like the Rosh, that there is dini chatzitza, and only b'shas adchak, he writes in Simen Sifhei, we could be making like the Rashba to put tefillin on. The Rama says we should put it with our brocha. While Kaponim, he brought down these 2 days, or brought down the halacha in the Rosh and the Rashba, which is a makori from our sugya, is there a problem of chatzitza in tefillin or not? Now, interesting point is Mogen Avraham writes in Simchav Zayin, Sifkot Vov, that according to the Rashba's shitta, that there's no chatzitza by tefillin, then b'emes by tefillin shel yad, there's also no dini chatzitza. The only reason why the yad, you have to put the tefillin under the sleeve, is only because the halacha is l'chol ois v'loy l'achirim lois. So says the Mogen Avraham, if a person wants to put his beged, his tefillin on top of his beged, then as long as he has another beged on top of that, he is also a kium of l'chol ois v'loy l'achirim lois, since his tefillin are not visible for everyone else. And the melein, since there's no dini chatzitza, there's no problem even in the tefillin shel yad also. Says the Mogen Avraham Ibazei, why did the Koyanim not have this Eitzah? Because by the Koyanim, they couldn't put it on top of the Ksoines. Because if they're going to put it on top of the Ksoines, then they can't put another beged on top, because it's going to be a problem of Yitu Begodim. They haven't got an Eitzah to go and place another beged on top of this beged. Now this is of course taking on that the din of Yitu Begodim is on every beged, not just on a beged Kodesh, like we said, normal the Pashtas, the Shittas HaRambam. But Rabbi Kveigel over here in Chidushim asks on the Magen Avraham that the Magen Avraham says that the Kohanim didn't have a different Eitzah, and therefore by them they couldn't wear Tefillin Shel Yad. L'chayre, the Kohanim can put a beged pochis from the Shia of Gimel al Gimel, which the Gemara says before the Maskana, there's no din yitu begodim if there's no Shia beged. Mamela, if the whole problem is only because they're missing a beged on top, l'chayre they could wear a beged pochis mishia Gimel al Gimel. So Kveigel asks on the Magen Avraham Shitta. From the Eikad Din of the Magen Avraham, the Sholem Meshiv in Madur Aleph, Chilik Beis, and Ein Hei, being down from his father, the interesting raya, that from here you can prove the Shitta of the Rambam in the Kli HaMikdosh, Peik Tes, Halachi Gimel, the Rambam says that the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol didn't have any base yad, didn't have any sleeves. Says the Ravid, where's the Mekoy of the Rambam? No, the Me'il didn't have a sleeve. The Ravid says, no, the Me'il did have sleeves. Says the Sholem Meshiv, that according to the Ravid, then the Magen Avraham says the Kohanim couldn't put any beged, any chatzitza of the tefillin on top of the ksoines, since it didn't have another chatzitza on top, didn't have another beged to place on top of the ksoines. If we're going to say that the me'il had a sleeve, then we could use the sleeve of the me'il. From here you can see that the Magen Avraham also took on, and me'il of the Magen Avraham, exactly from the Gemara, is l'chir yarai to the Rambam, that the me'il be'emes didn't have any sleeves. Unless the Moshe Lemeshiv is mefalpul, that there's a new alocha of chatzitza in Hilchus Big Day Kohuna, even bein beged lebeged, which is b'emes a discussion in Yerushalmi on Eruvin, if there's such a alocha of chatzitza besides beged leboso hakoyen, if there's a problem of chatzitza bein beged lebeged. And if there's such a problem, Memeila, there's no itza to put the tefillin in between, because there'll be a problem for the me'il if there's any chatzitza, if there's tefillin on top of the kesoines, between the kesoines and the me'il, even if the me'il did have a sleeve. So too, the Prima Godim is also Marich on the Magen Avraham, over there in Erechaim, Simchav Zayin, Sikot Mvav, if there's any raya, legab the me'il, if the me'il had sleeves or not. But Kaponim, this is the Yisoid from our Gemara, a big machlekes, Rashba and Rosh, whether is there din chatzitza in tefillin, even though tefillin shel yad is a din lecholois, if there betefillin shel roish, one could put the tefillin even in a mokim chatzitza, and the Rashba holds an algamor is different, since it's a levisha shel mitzvah, or since there's an issa to be maniach anything on top of one of the big day kohuna. Moving further on into the next sugya on Amud Beis, the sugya of Kiddush Yodayim Reaglaim, Nigmar Bingzana Breitze Tonu Rabbonon, Kohen Godol Shilei Tovav LeKiddush, bin beged lebeged u min avido la avido va ova ad avidos ikshiro. Ve echot kuin godel ve echot kuin hedit, shelo ikidish yodo ve aglov shachis va ova ad avidos ipsulo. And the Gemara looks through the Mekor, the Gemara says, so avu ponov, he liked the Mekor from Ulevesham, and then he asked him, Yehochi, if you're going to say the Mekor is from Ulevesham, the Tzafri and Ami, so too is shachis of Yom Kippur, should also be kosher, since Ulevesham tells us that only Levisha is ma'akiv, and not ein dova achi ma'akiv. Bemis, the Gemara's kashi here is Bemis very schwer to understand. Ibn Kveiga asks over here, says, Hashem Yoi Einai. How can we understand the Gemara's kasha that Safra, the Kiddush Yodayim Reaglaim of Shachis of Yom Kippur, should not be Ma'akiv? Why should the Kiddush Yodayim of Yom Kippur Shachis be any different than any other Kiddush Yodayim Reaglaim of any other day of the year? Just like we learn out from Mechusa Begodim that Kiddush Yodayim Reaglaim is Ma'akiv and it's Mechal Lavoido, so too, the Kiddush Yodayim Reaglaim of Yom Kippur, besides the fact that you have to have one of the Asorah Kiddushim of Yom Kippur, but of course, if you don't do this Kiddush, he shouldn't be any better off than any other day of the year. Mamela, how can you more ask, Ihochi the Tzafri Nami? And so too, the Kerenuri asks, and the Shittim HaKobetzes, Mimis over here in Sikot and Aleph, and many others, they ask on the Gemara, how do we understand this Gemara, Ihochi the Tzafri Nami? How could it be that Yom Kippur should be better off than any other day of the year? The Biskerov of Grodan Yishuri agreed, explains the Gemara of Yisidus Ligin Nekuda, Bichlal to understand the whole Gemara of here of Kiddush Yadayim Ve'aglaim of Yom Kippur. The Biskerov read in his Sefer, Ichdush Yimori Zalevi Al Rambam, Hilchas Avedas Yim HaKippurim, Peyuk Beis Halochi Gimel, explains that the Gemara in Yuma, Lamed Beis Amed Beis, and the Rambam Paskins like this, the Halochi is, the Gemara says, that Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglaim of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be done bifnim, inside the Beis HaMikdosh, b'mokim Kodosh, and the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk. Ask the Biskerov, why do we need a new Pasuk telling us that the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglaim of Yom Kippur has to be done b'mokim Kodosh? The Gemara later on in Daf Chof tells us that every Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglaim, the whole year, has to be done bifnim. Why do we need extra Pasuk for Yom Kippur? Explains the Biskerov that's Muchach from here, that Be'emes is choluk, the din kiddush yadayim ve'aglayim in Yikipur, and the din kiddush in the whole year. There's two separate parshas. There's a parsha in parshas Kisiso, which is the kiddush yadayim ve'aglayim for all the Kayanim, and there's another parshas kiddush learned out in parshas Achrimois, by the kiddush yadayim ve'aglayim of the Kohen Gadol on Yikipur. And Mamele, in this kiddush, we need to have a halacha telling us that there's a halacha of pnim, b'mochim kodesh, besides the din pnim, which is learned in parshas Kisiso. Now, Be'emes in the Sefer, it doesn't explain the difference between the two parshas, but in the Shir Balpeh, he explained more, and he said that Be'emes is very different in the Iker Gedeh of the kiddush between the two parshas. The normal parshas, kiddush Adayim Ve'aglayim, Ba'ur L'Koyanim, before the Kohen is Mekadish Yod Ve'aglov, he's a Shaloi Rochutz Yodayim Ve'aglayim. He has a halacha of someone who has not washed his hands yet. And through the Maisa Kiddush, it's Chal on the Kohen, on the Gavri of the person, that he's now a Rochutz Yodayim Ve'aglayim. He has washed his hands and it's Chal on him that his hands are Kodesh La'avoido. Masha Inkin in Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, he does Asorah Kiddushim. Once he's ready to be Mekadish Yod of Shachris, the second kiddush, and so too the further on, there's not any chalois on the person that he's becoming a rechutz yadayim ve'aglayim, since he's already been mekadesh yod ve'aglov in the morning. The bal kochoch, all the kiddushim which he's doing, is halacha of a maisa kiddush. Just like his other dine, maisa avoida on Yom Kippur, so too there's halacha on Yom Kippur to do maisa kiddush, and there's halacha of asor kiddushim, which the Kohen Gadol has to do, even though there's no chalois being chal on a person, that he's becoming a rechutz yadayim ve'aglayim. Says the Biskayov, we find in the Gemara Yumel Lamed Beis Amed Aleph, that according to the Rabbonon, the last kiddush which he does, is be'emes after he's already finished doing any avoida in the Beis HaMikdosh, he does another kiddush yadayim ve'aglayim. It's not to be meichel a chalois on the person that he should be called a rechutz yadayim ve'aglayim. Mamela, according to this, explained the Biskayov, we can learn our Gemara differently, the Gemara's Kasha Yochi de Tzafri Nami. Because the Ramban says in Milchamus, in the beginning of Yuma, that the din of Asorah Kedushim, which is said on Yom Kippur, there's halacha that these Asorah Kedushim have to be done by Yoim. There's halacha of Yoim, we have to be done it by day. Now, in other Kiddush of Yadayim Ve'aglayim, we'll find it on in the Gemara of Chof, there's a Efshoris, there's a Eitzah, for the Kohen to be Mekadish Yodov, even before it's day, from the Kriyas HaGeva, or the Trumas HaDeshen, there's other Eitzahs for the Kohen to go be Mekadish Yodov. So what will happen in a case where the Kohen Gadol was Be'emes Mekadish his hands, Yodov Ve'aglov, already before the day, he's been Mekayim, the Din Kiddush Yodov Yadayim Ve'aglayim of Pashas Kisiso, but he hasn't yet been Yotze, his Maisa Kiddush of the Asorah Kiddushim, which the Ramban says, have to be done on the Yoim of Yom Kippur. Mamele, in this case, L'chorei mitzad the din, Kiddush Yadayim Ve'aglayim, which is normally Mechalel Avoido, here, he's wedi rost his hands. Mash'inke mitzad the Asorah Kiddushin, he has been Mekayim his din, since he has been Mekadosh Yibayoyim. And on this case, says the Biskayov, the Gemara understands in the Loshon of the Breiser, that the Breiser says, Echot Kohen Gadol, Ve'echot Kohen Hedyot, Shelo Kiddush Yadayim Ve'aglov, Shachris Ve'ovad, Avoidosei Psulo, why does the Breiser specify that the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen Hedyot, why should the Kohen Gadol be any different than the Kohen Hedyot? No, the Kohen Gadol, which is discussed in the Breisa, means even in a case where all that's missing from the Kohen Gadol is only his Maisa Kiddush of Parshas Achrimos, he has already been Mekayim, the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim of the Parshas Kisiso. But he did that Kiddush by night. But he hasn't yet been Mekayim, the Kiddush of Yodov Ve'aglov of Parshas Achrimos. And on that, says the Breisa, Echot Kohen Gadol Avidosei Psulo. Even this Kiddush, the first Kiddush of Tzafre, Mitzad Hilchus Yom Kippur, is also Ma'akiv. And on that, asks the Gemara, Ihochi de Tzafre Nami, why should this one be Ma'akiv? And on that, the Gemara says, there's a pasuk telling us that Dovo Ma'akiv Bezari, since the one, the first Kiddush in the morning, is Ma'akiv Mezari, is Ma'akiv Boy. Is Ma'akiv even in Boy means even in the Kiddush, which is only Mitzad Hilchus Achremois, Mitzad Kohen Gadol, is also Ma'akiv, even though he has already been Mekadosh Yod Ve'aglov earlier, and he's been Mekayim Adin of Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. Mamela Al Gemara is discussing the new halacha of Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim of Yom Kippur, which the one in the morning is also Ma'akiv, like his mashma in the Loshon of the Breiser. And on that is the Shak Levitayi of the Gemara. But of course, a Kohen Gadol who bichlal didn't do any kiddush yadayim ve'aglayim is posher to the Gemara that is ma'akev is machalal avoda because Yom Kippur is not better off than any other day of the year. The whole shayla of the Gemara is only a kiddush yadayim ve'aglayim of Yom Kippur. So too, blei malin lazariches in the sefer simen yud aleph and simen yud beis. To be mazbi with the Gemara, also al derech zeh that the Gemara is discussing the separate din of kiddush yadayim ve'aglayim of Yom Kippur, which the Biskirov explains is a din and a meisa kiddush, even though there's no chalois kiddush on the gavra of the Kohen himself. Another mahalach in the Gemara we'll see later on from the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Simen Hei Oizayin. Later on in Daf Chof, he learns this Gemara. I'll pay the Gemara later on in the Gemara, the end of your Testament Beis Chof Amad Aleph, to go explain our Gemara also.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.